Oh, that's your star. Okay, sorry.
So, and a sorry, list was given, sir. And in the list, there are money parts and there are things to buy. So in the list, I think the list includes the bride price. And the man was like, in the list, calculate the money parts, and he paid the money parts and said, I will come and finish the rest. 5 years, not coming back, not no any sign of showing I'm married. With the money, should the money be returned? Is this still?
But they have married now. They've been living together.
No, they are not living together.
Oh, he has not finished the process.
He has not finished.
Therefore, the marriage has not taken place.
To collect lease, and out of the lease, he said, "I'm paying so much. I'll come back and finish." And now, God, this is 5 years, and
now,
not coming back.
Now, listen. Now, this is a traditional question. And this is a traditional question. How does that tradition treat such a case? That is how you should be treated. Listen, I want to be very, very realistic here. Now, that man has deliberately booked you down. He has deliberately booked you down. He's wicked. 5 years. 5 years. That's why I say it's a traditional question, because me, if I am the papa, you do that for my daughter. After you collect list, 3 months you never come back. One month you never come back. I won't wait for you. I will visit you and drop. Wait till you bring you come book my daughter down. Listen, whatever is the reason, what type of courtship? 5 years. Book you down. I courted my wife for 5 years. But it's because we were all in school. We wanted to finish school first. And the very year we finished, the next year we started preparation and we wedded. So why are you waiting? 5 years. Sister, you are very patient. Return his money for him. You don't have transport to go to his place. Come, I'll give you transport. Go and return it. God bless you. Useless man. Yes?
So, sir, couple in the church, they are having problem, and the pastors are trying to put things together for them.
Yes.
And the problem continues to increase, and the pastors have been praying, trying to encourage them to continue with the marriage. And the problem increased to the level, the husband threatened to kill the woman threatened to kill the husband. In that situation, how are we going to handle it?
That's two fighting. They will separate first, so they will not kill themselves until they make up their mind to come. Me, I will separate them, not divorce. Separate is live apart so that to save. I know of a young girl that there was such a threat. After she moved out, the man is still going to where she's living to threaten her. I was the one that got a lawyer. I said, this is the only way to stop it. Go and say you want to divorce. I said, but you know, so you don't go divorce. And say case in the court. And then I paid the lawyer. And the day the man now came to make trouble, then we now call police. And police made him to sign that is the case is in court. You are not to come to her until the final determination of the case in the court. So he signed. The day you come to this one's house, we will arrest you and charge you. So that was what we used to give her peace to separate. But then after some time, of course, you know, they reconciled and they're all back enjoying their marriage now. It was to separate them to save life. That was wisdom we used. You know, it is when they separate that they will begin to see whether they love each other or not. So separation, let them really know whether they really love each other or not. And the man was missing her so much. until he beg. He write, hey, I will never do, I will change, I will not do it again. The man suffer. Then the man came back. Praise God. So it happens. Shalom to the brand worldwide. My question goes like this. What if your husband doesn't want you to pay tithes? Not to participate in water ministration, neither to take communion at home as online member, not to follow Pastor Moses' instruction as prophetic action. Do you obey him? If not, do you sin? Because by not obeying him, you have to hide to perform those above activities. What do you do in those cases? The reason is Sister Peace from USA. The reason is simple, is because your husband does not believe in that ministry. And he has not sinned. He is protecting you. He is protecting you. Because he does not believe in that ministry. So, you will need a lot of wisdom to let him believe in what you believe. And pray that God will cause him to see what you have seen that is making you to follow this ministry. And God understands that. He didn't stop you from worshiping God. He's only saying, don't do what that ministry is doing. He's protecting you. You must see it in that light. So, use a lot of wisdom. When you hide and you are doing it, you are not committing sin. Praise the Lord. You are actually respecting him. That's why you are not doing for him to see. You must respect your husband. God bless you. Yes.
God bless you, Daddy.
Okay, let me hear you up
okay.
there.
My question, or two questions, is coming from, we are teaching that whatsoever we give women is what they are giving us back. I'm trying to prove that it's not all that we gave them that they are giving us back. Because to my own belief and observation, any man that founded a wife or that married a wife, among all the women in this world, you choose that particular woman. It shows that you love her. There is a love. And
Let me quickly say, it's not evidence. It's not evidence of love. There can be some other reasons why you chose her rather than others. Go on.
Okay, sir. We know that. Okay, sir. And what I'm trying to say that women are not stable in nature. For example, with my own tribe.
Your own opinion or it is a tested fact?
My observation.
Your own personal opinion.
My observation, sir.
Go ahead.
Like, some women is not actually the way they were behaving when you newly married them. It's how they are behaving when they maybe have 1, 2, 3, or 5 children for you.
It is your responsibility to make her behave the way you want her to behave. The Bible says so.
That is true, sir. I hear you, sir. Also, sir, when there is a changes in finances as well.
When there is?
Changes in finances, maybe you have been loaded.
Yes.
And suddenly, there is no more money. Women normally changes.
Yes.
I must say that is all.
Yes, you too, you change the approach to now teach her to live with you when you don't have. You were the one that taught her to live with you when you have. Now you don't have. Now begin to teach her again how to live with you now that you don't have. It's your responsibility.
Okay, sir. Daddy, you also taught us to be a mumu husband.
Good husband.
Mumu husband.
Mumu husband.
I've heard you say so.
Mumu
to make peace in your family, you have to be a mumu husband.
The usage of the word mumu is another word for patience. Patience. God bless you.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir, there is a question somebody threw across. Like, a man and a woman got married, and the woman is earning $700,000 a month, while the man earns $200,000 a month, and they have 2 kids. And the housemaid is needed to take care of those 2 kids. But the woman said, no, we don't want housemaid. And the man said, okay, since you don't need housemaid, quit your job and I will be working. But the woman said, no, it's you that should quit your job. That's the man. What do you have to say about these families?
That for the man to tell her to quit her job. I would rather have expected that the two of them will see the need for a house help. If the woman refuses for a house help to come, it means she can perform the duties that the house help will do. And if the job the house help will do is something she can do, why are you insisting that she should stop work?
Okay, sir. Daddy, lastly, what have you to say, sir, concerning the rate of, in the earth today, there is too many number of widows. What can you say about young husband or husband dying in a large number, more than the wives these days? Too many widows.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. First and foremost, listen. I don't know where you got your derivatives from, that statistics. I don't know how. Where did you get that statistics? Because I am not aware.
Daddy, I didn't get it from anywhere, but I'm seeing it happening.
You see
too
what?
Too many widows.
That's why I say, I also know so many widowers. I know so many men that their wives have died. And they are young. So, what you want to, you are alluding to, and it's a wrong allusion that women are killing their husbands. I think that is wrong. Shalom, sir, what will a sister do if she finds out that her husband, unbeliever, went to her back and got another woman pregnant and pay her dowry secretly? It's affecting the relationship between the sister and her husband. The sister is a believer. She is still looking for the fruit of the womb, and the husband is not a believer. The sister told the husband that she can never support that marriage. Is that an unforgiving spirit on the part of the sister? So this whole thing is affecting the sister's spiritual life. What will she do? Living Ochichoke from Libya. To start with, you are a believer and you are married to an unbeliever. So how do you expect an unbelieving husband to obey the word of God? So you need counsel. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that unbeliever, if he still wants to remain your husband, he said you should not leave him. So stay, and he has married a second wife. And there's nothing you can do about it. Should you divorce? No. The Bible says you should not. Because he desires to still remain with you as your husband. You cannot. So pray that God will also bless you with the fruit of the womb. And may the Lord answer her in Jesus' name. Shalom, Brother Moses, please. What is the difference between adultery and the fornication? Sister Veronica from Ghana. I've explained this. According to the scripture, adultery is marrying a divorcee. Marriage must be involved. Fornication is sleeping with a man or a woman that is not your wife or your husband. According to the scripture, it is only adultery if you marry a divorcee. According to the Bible, there must be marriage. It is adultery. God bless you.
When you were preaching, he told others, a woman is not supposed to listen to anything they tell her regarding her husband in her marriage. That the person, if you have anything, she first of all approach the husband, and through the husband, they get to the wife. A man and the wife were sleeping in their neighborhood. A church was doing night vigil. And the man called the wife, "I like the way this church, where they pray. Wake up and go and join them in their night vigil." So the woman woke up, prepared herself, went to the night vigil. As again, the woman entered the church. The church, she came late. And the prophet there told her, "Woman, I saw your load outside. Your husband is about to divorce you. Pray." The woman was so confused because her husband loved her. There was no anything to show that that man was preparing something like that. She said, "A man that told me not to come here, and you are telling me something against him." So he went home and told the man, "See, you woke me up to attend the vigil. See what they told me." The man said, "See what they said?" The woman said, "Yes." They said, "Don't go there again." Yes. So the woman said, "Okay." The woman didn't pray that prayer, but the prophet said, "Pray to scatter what your husband is hashing." So the woman didn't pray that prayer. Before 3 months, the man divorced her.
Yes.
She saw her load outside.
What's the question?
She rushed to the man to ask the man. Man couldn't help her. My question is here now. After the man divorced her, the man married another wife. She now she's single. With 60 men. She was not caught in adultery. She was not caught in fornication.
This is, you see, we are handling cases of believers.
This particular girl, she's an orphan. She was brought up in a church. So, and she, this man married her. They wedded her in a church. And two of them have been going to that church. When the man divorced her, the church called that man. This girl is an orphan. She has been.
This is where I am going. Thank you. Now, there are cases where the elders of the church will now wade in. And when they wade in, that is why Apostle Paul says, instead of going to the court, going to unbelievers to settle your case, don't you have men of wisdom? They will handle it. And when they handle it, the Bible gives the church the permission, the authority to treat the person that refuses to make it right as a publican, as an unbeliever. They have the authority now, based on this, to release the woman to go and remarry. God bless you. Shalom, sir. How can you justify marriage in deceit when Matthew 19 makes no room for any other condition except for fornication? Brother Obinna, Equatorial Guinea. That is another way of putting what I have spoken earlier. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. But if God did not join together, there shall be put asunder. If you married a woman because of her money, and after the marriage, the money doesn't come, it was money that joined you now. So the money, lack of money, will break the relationship. If you deceived the woman, you lie to the woman, anything that is founded on lies cannot stand. Anything that is founded on falsehood cannot stand. Therefore, be sure of the reason you are marrying who you are marrying. God bless you. Finally.
Right, praise the Lord.
Yes.
My question is from the passage that we read, Matthew. Matthew chapter 19, from verse 10. The place that Jesus' disciples asked him a question that, if such is the case of man with his wife, it is better not to marry. And again, my question is that, nowadays people, yes, they marry. And there are some, their own marriage, they do court wedding. So my question is, what is the difference from, like, okay, let me say church marriage and court marriage?
What is the difference?
Yeah, the difference of church marriage and court marriage.
Church registers you in the church that you are married. Court registers you in the law that you are married. Shikana. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. Church, clap your hands. Oh, just before we end this, please. Somebody, who is this? Brother Nelson. So like in the military, there are some appointments you cannot get unless you are married. So at that point, he gets married, and after his military career, she still stay because she has given birth to children, and it's clear the man do not love her. What will she do when she loves the man? Where's Nelson? Where are you, please? I have been in the military before, and I don't know any appointment that they cannot give you because you are not married. Maybe the law is adjusted now that I don't know. I don't know any appointment in the military that they will not give you because you are not married. I don't know. Which one? Tell us which one.
Please, sir, like becoming a GOC, sir.
Becoming a GOC?
Like, yes, sir. Like becoming a general officer commanding.
You are in the military?
Yes, sir.
You are in the military?
Yes, sir.
By the time you become a general officer commanding and you don't have a wife, certainly it means you're a divorcee. Certainly. And while you divorce, there is no record of service that points that you are now divorced. There's no record of service. I'm not aware. There is no GOC. You cannot get to that until you have spent almost 30 years in the military. Except they have just made that law. I don't know. But you cannot even get to that level because you need to be a general anyway. And you must have spent over 30 years in the military.
Yes, sir.
And you must have married one time or the other. And if you have done so, your record will always show you are married. Not which woman is in your house. Nobody goes to your house to see who you are living with. It is your record that shows. And when you divorce, you don't go back to your record to say you are now a divorcee. What your record is interested now is your next of kin in case something happens to you. That is what you are allowed to adjust, but not your marital status. So it doesn't come in, the best I know. God bless you.
Yeah, sir. The thing is, we have a lot of them, sir, even to the rank of Major General, who are not married.
And so, have never been married?
Yes, sir. To the rank of Brig Gen. And in the process of giving some of them that appointment, they are asked to get married.
That's why, I know, the appropriate thing to do, if they know you are not married, they will not give you the appointment. It is part of the prerequisite for the appointment. So it is not about telling you go and marry so that we shall give you an appointment. If they do that, then Nigeria has turned upside down.
Sir, what I'm asking now, in that position, in that particular situation now, what would the woman do? Since she have found out that...
That is if the two of them are Christians, Abi?
Yes, sir. Two of them are Christians.
Let them go and meet their pastor. They will need special counsel.
Thank you, sir.
Shalom, sir. What of a man that fornicate and does not come home, giving excuses of business, just once a week he comes back home? What should the woman do? Follow him, join him to do that business. As they go, they follow and they go. When you finish, now they come back together. Then you'll understand what thing they do for there. Praise the Lord. Whatever is the problem in your marriage, just take it to the Lord and leave it there. He answers prayers. He answers prayers. Hallelujah. Let the musicians tell you that. Thank you.
silver and it's gold, and you have to get along with danger fair. Just remember in his word how he feeds the little birds. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.
Your body bent beneath the weight of
take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there.
Keep you trusting, never doubt.